Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Instant Match Reaction after Liverpool beat Wolves 2-0 away from home. Strange setup. We're basically trying to film a load of stuff because it's late. And
it's Christmas.
And yeah, we had our Christmas party yesterday. The perfect game, Bailey, to come in for. It was just a straw in the park, really, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And this is your belated birthday present to you. If you didn't know, it was Tom's birthday yesterday. Just give him some love in the comments.
Thank you.
So it was a birthday present for you and sort of an early Christmas present for Liverpool fans, because I mean, we were going into the game sort of, I've watched dribs and drabs of Wolves this season, and they look like a really good team, and they played really good football. They've got a lot of really talented players, but we schoolboyed them that game, I think.
Yeah, and it was a strange one because we know Wolves have got a lot of quality. Obviously, Connor Cody at the back, used to be a Liverpool player. He didn't play too much for us, captain for them. Yeah, Martino in there. They had Adama Traore, pacey player.
Ruben Neves in the 10.
Exactly, he caused us some, Traore caused us some problems first half, didn't he? And it was a bit of a sloppy start, wasn't it? And then we just kind of put our foot on the ball and showed some dominance, and it really paid off.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the Liverpool this season, isn't it? We feel teams out. We're like, are you going to low block us? Are you going to come and give us a game? We get that sort of feeling period out the way, and then it's sort of like, right, we know what you've got now in the locker, and we're going to stop you from doing anything. And I mean, I think Paul said it, didn't he, whilst we were watching the game. They played sort of Man City-esque. Like they didn't low block. They came forward whilst also managed to defend really well.
Yeah.
So I think that suits Liverpool perfectly. If you come and give us a game, we'll give you an even better game, because we're just that good at football.
That's it. And they had a really well-worked press first half, didn't they? And put us under quite a bit of pressure. Obviously, I talk about sloppy. It was a few mistakes in the back by Dejan Lovren. Allison's passing wasn't as crisp as it was normally, obviously. It was only two passes out of however many you made on the day, so it didn't really matter. But I really feel like we just weathered that storm, and then they got tired second half, and that freed us up, and obviously it let us play on the counter when they tried to expand a bit more. But let's talk a little bit about our man of the match collectively, Mo Salah.
Yep.
What a performance. I mean, let's talk about his goal first and foremost. It starts from a free kick. And he finds his way into the box. Perfect centre forward player.
Oh, he had a fantastic game. Like that, there was never a moment where he just didn't look dangerous. Like if he didn't allow their defenders a second to sort of think. So that you see a lot of the games where they'll put three or four defenders on Salah and play him at the game. He was having none of that. I mean, their whole defence could have been around him, but the way his feet were moving today, the way he was just taking players on, getting to balls that were he had no right to get to. I mean, the ball that Alisson plays over the top at the end. He blitzes it, and the defender's like, what? How are you here so soon? And he just, he gives no defenders the time to think, because he's just that explosive. And I mean, he's really coming into his own. I mean, we had endless amounts of worry, didn't we, at the start of the season, first 10 games with the front three getting there. Salah looks a bit off form, but man, he's 11 goals, 5 assists now. Top scorer. And he just does it in style. Is it in classic Salah fashion? I mean, he's got his own brand of football now, basically, hasn't he? Just the way that he just tears teams apart down that right-hand side, in the centre.
Yeah.
Wherever he wants to play, he makes it his own.
And he's smiling again. We saw it, obviously, after the celebration, jumps into Van Dijk's arms. But
if
we
talk about
that first goal is fantastic. It can't be understated. Just how, I mean, the finish, first and foremost, outside of the boot. Obviously, great work on the right-hand side by Fabinho and Mane playing the ball to him. But the run he makes to feint and then go inside the defender has no chance with the, like you talked about, his explosiveness there, the speed of thought as well. And that finish is fantastic. And yeah. And then if you look at the second goal, it's him again. Obviously, comes out, Robertson cross gets pushed to the edge of the box.
Yeah.
What a ball to Van Dijk. A deft ball over the top.
Yeah, like his all-round game, which is fantastic. Yeah. Like his crossing, his dribbling, his shooting, his pace. I mean, even his defensive duties of this game. Like that's something that I think we didn't see much of last season. You see the heat maps. He plays a lot of his time in the final third of the pitch. This season, he's coming back. He's trying to cause problems. He's doing so much more for the team, and I think that's probably why people were getting frustrated. But he's in a class of his own, man. Like this, there's enough words that you can really sum up Salah, especially not when he's in the form that he is right now.
And towards the end of the game, we just used him as the centre forward. Obviously, Firmino and Mane go off, and we use him as the man that we've been using him most of the season. He knows how to do it. And he's on the last defender, twisting and then turning him, and running through on goal. Just really, really good to see him playing. Because this is the little bit of quality that you talk about. Wolves are a good side.
Yep.
We weathered the storm, and then we used that tiny bit of quality, the tiny bit of finesse that we have. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a tiny bit. All over the pitch are fantastic. Yeah. But Mo Salah epitomises it. Give him one chance.
Yep.
And he had a few today, and he'll tuck them away. Another man who was fantastic. I dropped my notes, so I'm looking down. Where's Virgil van Dijk? Imperious at the back once again, Bailey.
You run out of superlatives to describe our players sometimes, because it's always the big name players, your Salahs, your Van Dijks, your Alissons. There's a reason that they get talked about every week, because they're just that good. And for this time, we talk about how great a defender that he is, but this time he's on the score sheet.
Yeah.
And not off of a header like you'd think, because he's a massive towering centre back. The way he gets in for that goal is spectacular. I mean, the ball comes out. You see the likes of Fabinho and the forward players are sort of turning around to look to go back to their original positions. Van Dijk spots that it's coming out to Salah, and he makes a darting run through the centre to get on the back of a brilliant cross and put in a fantastic finish.
Yeah,
like it left off his weak foot in the top corner. Like that's the mark of world class players, where you can have such an influence on the game away from your natural position. And I think that's why Salah's done so well, coming from right wing to centre forward. When you've got that much class, you show it all over the pitch. And I mean, Van Dijk, I say, he had a fantastic game.
I mean, you just spoke about his attacking prowess there. In terms of defensive stuff, for me, it's funny. You're coming up against a pacey winger like Adama Traore, and he did cause us a few problems, and you've always got to be worried about it. But what he was doing is, when they're on the break, he wasn't diving in. Mm-hmm. He was literally jockeying the man, but in a weird way of jockeying, not like standing him up, running alongside of him and going, "You need to beat me, mate. I'm not going to dive in. It's getting to the byline soon. Mm-hmm. You need to start making a move." And as soon as they do that, he's in the perfect position. He's got the strength. He's got the ability to just take it away from them. And it was a fantastic moment in the game. Adama Traore, for once, has the little break on him, and he just turns on the afterburners, Bailey, and just goes, "You are not getting through me." And we all just went, "Yes, that's what you want to see." Mm-hmm. The one time the attacker thinks he's got you on toast, and you just step into a different level of what you're doing, and how are you meant to beat it?
You've summed it up after that. Van Dijk is a different level defender, isn't he? I mean, like you look at Lovren, you look at Matip, like both completely perfect centre-backs, but they, in an instance like that, they'll be putting the slideys in, they'll probably be risking yellows because they know it's last ditch, but Van Dijk doesn't have it in his head, because he knows that he can take this guy to the line and force him to put a subpar cross in, or force him to the line and it'll go out for a goal kick. Because the way that I think Van Dijk's so elevated to everyone else, he sees the game sort of how we see it. So we see it from a top-down view. Like I was saying while we're watching the game, before he's even got a touch of the ball, a ball will be played to him and he'll be literally directing playmaking. "You go here, you go here, I'm going to play this ball over here."
Yeah.
And then he gets a touch. He's like 5 minutes ahead of people in the game.
Yeah.
And like that is the perfect mark of a truly world-class player.
Yeah, no, he was brilliant. Another area of the pitch that we were fantastic again with today was the midfield. I thought, obviously, some reservations with Henderson and Fabinho playing together in that midfield, just because we've not seen it before, really.
Yeah.
And they did it really, really well. I thought they both complemented each other well. They're both perfectly comfortable doing either role, either that being the six or the eight, pushing on. And and we saw, especially towards the start of the first half, it was Henderson sitting deeper, Fabinho going forward. And we know how he likes to play them balls over the top now. Mm-hmm. He's looking for them. Obviously, it came off the other day with Mane scoring. I just feel like we have so many options in this midfield. Yeah. That is now another one where you can go, that's solid. It does everything you need it to do defensively and attacking-wise. I'm just really, really pleased with what I'm seeing.
Yeah, mate, absolutely. You've turned up massively there. And I think like that's having the likes of Fabinho coming in and Keita coming in. It's you look at the Wijnaldum, Milner, Henderson that we've been playing in the Champions League from last season. Mm. All fantastic centre mids in their own right. But what Fabinho and Keita does, they add that a completely different diversity by having someone like Fabinho in there who's so calm on the ball. Yeah. He takes players on as he's supposed to be a six.
Yeah,
like in his the passes that he's got. I mean, he's had two assists in two games now. Like having elite caliber centre midfielders, it raises the level of the other players around you. I mean, Henderson comes in. Is that his first game with Fabinho? I think in the six.
I think so. I'm pretty sure it is.
And like he had a great game. Yeah. Henderson had a really really solid game. He was direct. A lot of forward passes, a lot of excellent sort of semi-opportunities that came from his great vision that he's got. And it's just having that.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Difference in Keita and what he brings to the pitch, and then Wijnaldum, Fabinho, you could list them all because they're all just that good. And I think it's nice as well knowing you've got the likes of someone like Oxlade Chamberlain that's not even in the team yet.
Yeah, yeah.
That can come in and give you a completely different dimension.
And for me, it's really good. I really enjoy the fact that Henderson's sort of proven a lot of people wrong.
Yeah.
And even people who supported him maybe were going, he's not our best midfielder.
Yeah.
But he's showing that he's definitely a big part of this team. He's still club captain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's putting in performances now that are really, really top level. So in terms of that position, his all-round positioning, I should say, is just brilliant. Some of the interceptions that he's making, some of the awareness. There was a great point in the game where we're stretched, they're on the attack, they're overloading the left-hand side, and Milner's in trouble. Uh-huh. And Jordan Henderson sprints over and just goes, Milner, drop off, and I'll make sure. And even if they beat him, it means that it stopped the attack, it slowed it down, it gives other people time to get back in. And for me, that sums up Henderson to a T. It's pure work rate, pure desire to help the team. And obviously, you can't get on just with that, but it's a great base level to start with.
And that's Sean Henderson, isn't it? I think that when you've got, like I say, Fabinho, Keita coming in that have that flair about them.
Yeah.
So Keita with his directness and the way he can take men on through it and turn on a sixpence in no space whatsoever, and the way Fabinho is just so commanding there.
Yeah.
It's sort of, in retrospect, you're looking at John Henderson, like, well, what do you bring? What's your speciality? Well, he's a captain.
Mm.
He brings everything. His work rate, you can never, ever take away from him. And I mean, it's because almost we've been sport for choice with the quality that we've got in our team now. It's sort of like you're looking at John Henderson and thinking, you're just bleh. But it doesn't matter. When he comes into the team, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like you said, like today, he was brilliant. Like the way he closed people down, the way he would go on offensive runs, like that stuff I've not seen of Henderson for a long time.
Exactly.
I think it's massively complemented by the players around him, and just that midfield unit It's so funny because you can go, oh, that front three is brilliant. That defence is brilliant. The team's just brilliant.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's so good.
You talk about the two players that came on later on in the game. Obviously, Gino Wijnaldum and Adam Lallana coming into that midfield. Nice to see again. Things aren't really changing. They come in. We don't have to drastically shift the team.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the positionings. Yeah. We love to see the Lallana turn. Mm. He seems to just try. He does it every single time. It was his first touch. Mm. He did the Lallana turn. But, I mean, for me, it's nice to see, like I said then, they're coming in, we're not having to change anything, and that's massive for me.
Yeah.
Because if you know that these people on the bench, they're fighting for the place, they're fighting for Newcastle,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Gino Wijnaldum wants to play against Newcastle, Adam Lallana wants to play against Newcastle, so that's raising the game again, that's raising everyone's level, and it is fantastic to see. I mean, if we're looking ahead, we've got Wolves in the Cup.
Now.
I mean, we're going, that's going to be a really good game. And I feel like Wolves are going to learn from this, but I think we can take a lot forward, can't we, in terms of, let's do that again, and maybe add some more. Obviously, Naby Keita goes off with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to see him get on the score sheet, but
yeah,
it's going to be a good game, isn't it?
Yeah, no, like I say, that before this game, like I said, Wolves play a really nice brand of football. Like, they don't, there's a reason why they are where they are in the table, mm-hmm. because they only got promoted last season. They don't look like a championship side whatsoever.
No, no.
Like, they play a lovely brand of football, and we were watching the game, and it's just sort of, you can sit back and be like, this is great football. It's not like we're playing Burnley and you've got a throw 11 men at their back line just to even get a pass into the box. Like, they treat us with respect, obviously, that most times, but we treat them with respect as well.
Exactly.
Like, we know that they've got a threat. We know they've got some really good players in there. But to go and see that style of football in person is going to be brilliant. And I think that having this knowledge now that we can beat them quite comfortably. And I think that was something that's, especially when the draw was made, I was so unsure. I was like, I know of Wolves, but how are we going to play against them? Because they've had, like, they've beaten Chelsea, they've drawn with City, and they drew with Arsenal as well. Like, they're a giant killer of a team.
Yeah.
And to sort of go there and dispatch this team that's taken it to these to the Man City, the team that are dead set to win the league. It's sort of like, it's the early Christmas present.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's lovely.
Well, you talk about early Christmas present, we're top at Christmas. We are going to be top on Christmas Day. And as much as, all right, let's not get over the top. We've still got City to come. We've still got Arsenal to come. We've got massive games. We're only halfway through the season. It's just nice now to be able to sit down and go, Christmas Day, you get to celebrate. You spend all day with your family and your friends and all the people that you talk to about footy. You can go, Liverpool are top here, and we deserve to be top because Man City is so good as well. And I'm just really, really happy about that. I'm really looking forward to the Newcastle Boxing Day game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're going to go out and do the same thing. And this team now, for me, that's another game where we've just shown our true quality. It's something that City, again, I don't want to compare us to City so much because forget about them. We're Liverpool with our own thing. But they go to teams and they just do it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
They do it solidly. Mm-hmm. They do it calmly. And they end up scoring a couple of goals and getting a clean sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And Liverpool are doing that week in, week out now. And we're not overstraining ourselves. We're not overexerting ourselves.
No.
I don't think we picked up a yellow card today.
Nope,
so it's one of them where we've just gone there, gone away from home and just gone, we'll take them 3 points.
Yeah.
We'll stay top of the league.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep this run going.
This is easily the best Liverpool team I've seen in my lifetime.
Mm.
Like I say, I'm 20 years old. Like I say, I've got a good 15 years remembering the football that we've played, and it's like I've never ever seen fans, manager, team all in unison, like, around how good we are.
Yeah.
And even the media now. Media are like, Jesus Christ, this team are really good. And I want us to be constantly being compared to them because I want us to have that underdog status.
Yeah.
Like, this City team are the best team that has been around for years and years and years. And yet we're 4 points above them. So just keep underestimating us.
Yeah.
Every single game, I want to go in and think, right, City have done this. We need to keep on their tail. And I just want this title race, I want it to go the distance. And I want it to, this has the makings to be the best Liverpool season I've seen in my lifetime.
I pretty much constantly have a big beaming smile on my face at the moment. And it's all down to the Reds. I mean, thank you everyone for watching this. We want to know your thoughts on this. Obviously, we've given you our thoughts, but let us know what you thought of Mo Salah's performance, Van Dijk's performance. Who was your man of the match? How did we just go to a team in the Premier League, turn up and just take 3 points like it was nothing?
Mm.
Like, tell us just how happy you are with this Liverpool team. I just want to point out you've got tattoo covered uppers.
Yeah.
And everyone who was wondering what they were.
Yeah, so I know there's probably people that have jumped in the comments instantly and been like, what the hell is this knobhead wearing on his arm? So,
like I say, we had Secret Santa last night as part of our. It's part of our Christmas party, and Chris got me some tattoo cover uppers.
Dashing.
So I thought I'd sport them in the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, you've got to use them. You know what I mean?
I mean, they were bought for me as a present.
You've got to use them.
I mean, it would be criminal not to.
Yeah.
I mean, they're lovely.
I mean,
smiley face.
We are in the Christmas spirit here at Redmen. I hope you're in the Christmas spirit. Liverpool are going to be top at Christmas. Oh, I just it's genuinely.
I'm going to say that even after Christmas.
Exactly, and even if we lose a game or even when we don't play badly, I'm always just going to think back to Everton, and that makes me happy again. And there are so many points in the season already where I've just been. Like, obviously, it's not the same as last season where it was massive wins in Europe and you're coming away just mind-blowing about this Liverpool side, but it's consistency.
Mm.
It's the long haul for me and it's making me even happier than I thought I would be.
Yeah.
I'm happier now with this consistent defensive side than I was with the free-flowing. And it's still free-flowing.
Oh, yeah.
But just...
It's a different brand, isn't it? We've seen evolution from the start since Klopp's come in.
Yeah.
I mean, first season, second, third, now this season, like... Last season, we got so far in the Champions League, but every time I was like, every game we took to, I was like, when City came, I was like, all right, if we lose here, we've done so well to get this far. We beat them.
Yeah.
Then we go on, we get to the final. And so every Liverpool fan, I think everyone felt like, bloody hell. Like, I did not expect this. I expect us to beat here, where we are right now.
Yeah.
I expect us to be top of the league. I expect us to be in the last 16 of the Champions League. Because we're a brilliant football team.
Yeah.
We know it. You know it.
There you go. What a way to end it. Thank you, everyone, for watching this. Obviously, we'll have all the usual post-match stuff out. Paul and Chris's videos will already be out. We're doing a final word show right now. We're going to be doing a build-up to Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be here showing you all the stuff you need to... Well, helping you along as Christmas happens so you can sit there on Christmas Day with your eggnog. Do you drink eggnog?
Never had it.
No one drink. If you drink eggnog, I've died. If Bucks Fizz or just a beer, I'm just going to have a beer, so that's fine. But we've got loads of Christmas specials coming out, some outtake bits from, obviously, me and Bailey did a few little videos. We're not actors.
Definitely watch that. It's brilliant.
Yeah, so we've got all that. Obviously, the Christmas special, we're going to be pitting Girls vs Boys. You'll get to see that on the Redmen TV. Yeah, just... What a way to
end the year.
Go into Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
Massive games coming up, Bailey, as well.
Yeah. You've got Newcastle, then we've got, was it City?
We've got Arsenal.
Like, there's just...
Wolves again in the cup.
No game scares me anymore.
Yeah.
Every challenge that comes our way is literally just bring it on.
There you go.
Just give us a test.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think... Fantastic. Just from us here, have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your tabletopping Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got my granddad's a massive Evertonian, so...
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be lovely.
Yeah, all the family. It's always split in half in Liverpool, so you get to give it the beans.
Mm.
And then if they have any chat back about, oh, our City are better, remember Jordan Pickford, lad. Remember Jordan Pickford. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And, yeah, as you said, have a Merry Christmas.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.